The Rise, Imitation, and Fall of Dick and Jane. Johnny can't read, and it's Dick and Jane's fault. In 1955, Rudolph Flesch published Why Johnny Can't Read and What You Can Do About It. This investigation into the state of juvenile literacy in the United States prompted reading specialists and parents alike to reconsider the efficacy of the look-say reading method. Critics argued that the rudimentary readers failed to prepare children for complex literature, complaining that Dick and Jane and their cohorts were one-dimensional characters, and their activities lulled readers into boredom. As a result, reading methodologies shifted away from sight reading and back to phonics. In 1965, Scott Forsman and Company published the final book in the original Dick and Jane series, Now We Read. Relegated to kitsch and nostalgia as casualties in the so-called reading wars, the Dick and Jane readers continued to hold a storied place in post-war Americana.